Hello, this is Ryan from The Ryan Show, live from Zimbabwe, and today we are here to talk about the dangers of credit cards and how it can affect you. We have our friend Steve here to help us talk about it. So Steve, I hear you work at the Consumer Credit Counseling Services. What is that like?
Yes, I work at the CCCS and help people with decisions about credit cards and to keep a good credit and not get their identity stolen.
And after we come back from our quick break, we'll talk about the dangers of credit cards. We're back. Now, Steve, what are some dangers of using credit cards or even having them?
Yes, Ryan, there are many things that can go wrong while using a credit card, such as getting into debt or getting a bad credit.
So Steve, what are some of your options when you go into debt?
Yes, Ryan, there's a couple options you can choose from. Your first option is to file bankruptcy. Your second is to get help from the company and ask them to lower your interest rate and maybe give you a little bit of a break. But you can also get into legal trouble if the debt is bad enough.
So Steve, the only option that sounds like a good option is the second one, which is getting help from the company or getting a lower interest rate. Don't you agree?
Yes, Ryan, the second option is the only positive option for the customer, but they have to get over their fear of asking the company for help and just do it, because most companies are flexible and will help you out to make it so you will stay with them because they do not want to lose you as a customer.
So Steve, do you have a motto or a slogan our viewers can remember when they're subscribing for a credit card?
Yes, Ryan, I do. It is, "What the bold print says, the fine print taketh away."
Wow, Steve, that's a very catchy slogan. Where did you hear that, or did you make it up?
Well, Ryan, I had an 11th grade money management teacher who told my class that, and I have remembered it ever since.
Hey, this is Ryan from The Ryan Show, live from Zimbabwe, here with our guest Steve, and we'll be back in a brief moment after the break. And we're back. So, Steve, is it good to have a credit card if you can be responsible with the payments and not overuse it?
Yes, Ryan, because you get a good credit score, and that makes it able for you to be able to get loans from banks to help you out with what you need money for. Or you can also get a job easier because they look at your credit score and see if you're responsible enough to have money and use it the right way. But if you do miss a payment, you may get an extra charge or your interest rate might go up, which is bad because that makes you spend more money than you already have.
So Steve, what is a credit score and why is this so important?
Brian, a credit score is a mathematical tool created to help a lender evaluate the risk associated with lending a customer money. It also is important because a person may look up your credit score to see if you are a responsible person or not, to see if they should lend you the money that you need or not.
So Steve, it seems like our hour is wearing thin, so how about we recap to help our viewers remember and to help them plan for the future?
Well, Ryan, what would you like to recap about first?
First of all, Steve, what we're going to talk about is good and bad credit. First, it's bad to have bad credit because if you have bad credit, then you can't get loans for college, you can't get a loan to buy a car, or put a down payment on a house or apartment.
Well, Ryan, adding on to that, you may also end up filing bankruptcy, losing a lot of money, or even your house, because you get so far into debt that you can't pay for anything. But there's also some good parts about having a credit card. Like, you get money to be able to get loans, you may need it just to help out with stuff around the house, but you have to make sure you pay off everything that you pay for, because if you don't, you end up getting additional fees or your interest rate may go up, which is bad because you will end up paying a lot of money for nothing.
Looks like that's all the time we have today. Stay flashy, Zimbabwe.